The Six Nations Elected Council has released a statement regarding the unsanctioned Lights Festival that took place on Six Nations territory Saturday, August 20th, in the vicinity of 4th Line and Highway 6. Council says the event took place without prior consultation with either the elected council, the Six Nations Fire Department, or Six Nations Police. The event to launch fire-powered lanterns generated concern among community members due to the number of attendees and the potential for fire hazard. The Six Nations Elected Council had sent a letter to the event organizers on August 16th to inform them that the release of lanterns on the territory was not authorized. However, thousands of people showed up for the event last Saturday, which resulted in traffic congestion, road closures, trespassing, and property damage. In addition, there was a risk to pedestrians who parked their vehicles along the side of the road. The Six Nations Police were on hand to direct traffic and asked event organizers not to light the lanterns due to the fire safety concerns, but some lanterns were lit by unknown individuals in violation of the health and safety directives. As the Six Nations territory is the largest strand of Carolinian forest in the country, this situation presented a substantial fire and environmental threat. Elected Chief Mark Hill attended the event on Saturday to speak with event organizers and address community concerns. He said, quote, "It is unacceptable that outside organizations think they can exploit our sovereignty for their own benefit by hosting events on the territory that have little to no benefit to our community. Six Nations and its residents deserve respect from visitors to the territory as well as from our own community members," unquote. He went on to say that this unsanctioned event represents a callous disregard for the safety and well-being of the people of Six Nations. The Six Nations Police is seeking the public's help in identifying those responsible.